interesting thing. Sometimes not just one bow, but a few bows, right?
Yeah.
Two, three, four.
Multiple times.
Multiple bows.
Hi. I think it's just a habit.
One more interesting thing is like, if a Japanese person does shake your hand, they might use two hands. One hand grasping yours and one more on the outside.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Some people do that.
So just a little FYI, just some information in case someone does shake your hand in that manner. Okay, now let's take a closer look into these phrases for learning Japanese. Naomi-sensei, what was the phrase for hello used in the dialogue?
Konnichiwa.
Hello. It's not konnichiwa, it's konnichiwa. You really have to hit the N sound in there, the N syllable before ni. Naomi-sensei, one more time?
Sure. Konnichiwa.
And please break it down by syllable.
Ko-n-ni-chi-wa. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Right.
Now, when can we use this phrase?
It's like hello. It's used mainly in the daytime.
This phrase is polite enough for use in formal situations too, right?
Hai, right.
Okay, let's look at the next phrase. After saying hello, Mr. Tanaka said,
Hajimemashite.
Can you say it again?
Hajimemashite.
Now please, break it down by syllable. Everybody, please listen closely. Hearing it syllable by syllable